Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday, 5 minutes past six. Is it summer, though? Because not as cold as one might think. It is Simo and Jordan this morning waking you up.
I have the answer for your question.
What?
No, it's not summer.
No? How many layers you got on today?
I've still got on two or three, but yep. Just because it's a fraction warmer today than normally, does not make it summer.
Doesn't give you a seasonal change.
Unfortunately not.
In the mix this hour, we have Lewis Capaldi's smash hit, Someone You Loved. He's got a bit of swag as well, so we'll let you know a bit about his personality. Bastille's joy to come. However, what else are we discussing this morning, Jordan?
Well, you know those scams that try and get your money all the time?
Yeah.
The police have put out a warning for what I think may be the worst scam ever. If anyone falls for this, like, seriously, come on.
I'm probably a prime candidate, I imagine.
Actually, I've got, I just remembered, a Nigerian prince asked me to send you an email. I've got it here, just for bank details.
I've been waiting for that. Okay, you got plans, that just sound like talk to me, man. Illy's Then What on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. Simo and Jordan are waking you up for you Tuesday, 20 past 6.
Hey now, Simo, the UK police have released a picture of what they think is the worst scam letter attempt ever in history.
Well, they would know. They work with scams all the time.
They do, correct. They would be the people to know now I think about it. I've got the letter in full here. Let me read it to you.
All right,
go. Let me test to see if you would have fallen for this.
I'm going to go with probably.
So it opens up. Dear customer, spelt wrong.
Yep.
Many of our bank customers have reported their debit cards have caught fire while they're in their wallets. And so as a precaution, we are issuing an urgent safety recall.
Seems legit.
Seems legit.
Mine catches fire all the time, not actually physically,
just
but
going through the FPOS machine.
Yeah,
just
like the ding, friction ding, of how ding, much ding.
Well, no, mine catches fire paying for you all the time.
That's true.
This is a matter of utmost emergency, as your card could create a pocket fire at any moment, burning your leg and stomach terribly.
Oof.
This is all legit. This is in the This is because of the fault of the factory in Milton Keynes, which I think they mean Milton Keynes.
Yep, nailing it.
Therefore, for your own safety and verification, please complete the form at the bottom and return your debit card to our safety manager at this address.
Which oh, how sweet. Triangle. Have you got the form there?
I do.
We should fill it out.
It's got three questions.
Yep.
Your name, your address, and your PIN number. So attach all of that plus your bank card and send it away. What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, it all seems fine unless, what, you got to send it back through Western Union?
I think so. I think that's the issue.
Call Your Mind, the Chainsmokers this morning on 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan waking you up for Snow FM breakfast.
Hey now, Simo, are you a toast or a cereal man?
Yeah, speaking of toast, I am a toast man in regards to doing the breakfast side of things. But the reason you bring that up is because it turns out Australia is very basic with the spreads.
Yeah, well, what's this you're talking about? We've named the most popular spread?
Yes, so there's been a survey go around by one of the big corps, so News Corp, with its big database of folks, have taken some...
It's amazing the data they have, you know, they've got email address, phone numbers, what they have on their toast, it's amazing.
They've taken the statistics on what people are putting on the knives and putting on the bread.
Ooh, okay, what's the big... Hang on, can I have a guess at what number one is?
Of course.
All right, so Vegemite, I don't think it's that. I'm going to go strawberry jam.
Actually, no, Vegemite higher than strawberry jam.
Really?
I'll give you all the details coming soon. You can get involved. What goes best on toast? You can let us know on the Facebook page. On Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, when you have your toast, do you lather on your spread of choice?
Or I do.
Do you go over the top?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a weirdo when it comes to toast.
You're a bit of a weirdo full stop.
I do the butter, then I do the Vegemite, then I do the cheese over the top.
Oh, I've heard that's a good cheese. I've heard that's a good combination.
Just beautiful.
If you get, you know, a big payday, do you ever splash out and get some avocado as well?
No, never.
Never?
No, that's too much, man.
Too much? Okay. Sorry. I didn't realise there's a line and I've crossed it.
Yeah. The stats are in. Number one spread across New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. According to YouSay, which is like an app run by News Corp, so like over like hundreds of thousands of contributors. Right, Vegemite came in second place, peanut butter in third place. You can let us know what goes best on toast by getting involved in the Snow
FM. So what, so Vegemite second, peanut butter third. You said that the jam was below that.
Yeah.
What could it be? Nutella?
Yeah, well, Nutella's probably above your basic jams as well.
Really? By the looks of it. Jam had a terrible result.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. Are you thinking that we need to campaign for Jam?
I think we do. Similar to how Tom Gleeson won the Logie, can we get a Jam campaign going?
We're launching what flavour?
Oh, just everything.
Simo and Short and Jam.
Why not?
We're launching it now. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, Sucker, 7:09, Snow FM Breakfast.
Simo, why have you Googled moon landing on your computer over there?
I like to learn stuff. Just having a bit of a cheeky look. Because it's a conspiracy, you know.
What's going on? Your scheming thing. I can read it in your face. You're kind of giggling. What have you got planned?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
That did not sound confident.
I mean, now that you've brought it up, we're going to have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's an app that's been released,
mm-hmm.
right, which replicates the moon landing. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right?
Right.
Stop your spying, okay?
No, I like spying. It's fun.
You're as bad as those people listening to phone lines and, like, checking people's web browser history.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm that bad. Yeah, I mean, literally, I looked over the desk and I can see moon landing in big writing on your screen. And when we're in the middle of a show, it's like, why would Simo be Googling that? Are you planning to be an astronaut? Do you not like working with me? Is that it?
It's funny.
Do you want to get so far away from me? You want to get as far away as humanly possible?
It's funny you mentioned that. That was actually what I said as a kid. I wanted to be an astronaut. But, mate, my ability with numbers, really tragic.
Be awkward if we were going to do something not about space after playing this music.
There we go.
Scene has been set.
Yes. So
just like NASA did, they set the scene when they faked the moon landing all those years ago.
I love it. Lots of myths that it was shot out near Alice Springs or something in the middle of Outback Australia.
Oh, was it Outback Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. We can have a claim to fame.
Yeah.
The Australian Film TV Awards or whatever they are. They should get on that. There you go.
Get the, they just get the convicts to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But now there is a app which is being launched because it's all about kind of celebrating the moon landing all those years ago.
So how long ago was it?
Geez, it would have to have been, I think, I've got it here somewhere. I reckon it's 1969, so we're coming up to 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah. And they've launched this app which basically means you can do your own, moon landing.
Oh, so like you can just be in the moon.
Yes. What? So it's augmented reality. You like look through your phone, you turn the camera on.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
It's the moon around you. It's like you take one small step for man and one giant leap of what's happened to my phone.
To mark the milestone of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's touchdown, a new app has been developed which allows you to explore the moon as though you're actually there with the famous astronauts.
So using your phone's camera, the app will transport you to the surface of the moon from wherever you are. It's part of a series of events to mark the half-century anniversary.
Yeah, so
that's cool.
It is rather amusing because they're like, well, you can be right there with the astronauts, but as you and I know, you're not right there with the astronauts because it was faked. Get what you deserve, Ashley O, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus. That was on a roll, 8:09. We are on a roll this morning, Jordan.
Oh, is it time to have a chat to your Oma?
Yeah, it is. We are in the midst of it. Oma Idol, all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, excellent. Do you like the Black Mirror fan of Miley Cyrus? It's pretty recent.
This is too scary for me, the Black Mirror, but I do like the Miley Cyrus. She used to watch the Hannah Montana all the time. I'm on your favorite show almost.
I loved her as Hannah Montana. I thought she was great.
We used to watch Peppa Pig, then Hannah Montana, and then Peppa Pig again, Jordan.
We're learning so much about Simo. Hey, Omar, we've been having a chat about the moon landing this morning. Do you believe that it was real, or do you reckon that it was a hoax? No, you don't believe it happened.
No. I know it's not meant to go on the moon, Jordan.
Interesting.
Stay on Earth, Jordan. Keep your feet planted, my boy.
Interesting. You know, I had you pipped as a believer, but there you go. You believe it was a hoax.
No, it's not real. It's Hollywood that tried to play with your brains. They're potatoes bad for you, but they make such a good dumpling. Simon?
Yeah?
I have a surprise for you.
Okay.
Hello.
Opa.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm good. Good to speak with you. It's been a little while.
Yes, I hear so many tales from Oma about how much fun she has on your radio. I thought I'd come on and say a good morning, Jonathan and Simon.
Good morning, Opa. It's very nice to speak to you over the phone.
I know. Thank you so much for coming over to take care of Oma last night, Jordan.
That's not a problem at all. Anytime.
Some boys would not like to massage the corns on the feet of old lady, but you love it, Jordan. You're so sweet.
It was my privilege. It was my pleasure.
So are you singing for us, Opa, or is Oma?
No, Oma still do the singing, but okay. I want to say a good morning.
All right, yeah, good to speak with you, Opa.
Oh, he gave the phone back. He's such a good boy.
Well,
I don't know what's happening with the segment anymore.
It's just my family, Jordan.
Here we just a little bit like a squeaky door. You never know what's going to happen.
Oma, have you got those lyrics that I sent you?
Yes.
All right, let them roll. Let's hear it.
Everybody, rock your body. Everybody, rock your body, right? Back streets back, all right?
Oma, well done.
Oh, thank you, boys.
Well, it was just, you just did say them there for us, but we still got a bit of time. Would you like to do a bit of a sing for us this morning?
Oh, yes.
It is Oma Idle. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Call 64-572-977 if you recognize these lyrics.
Everybody, rock your body, everybody, rock your body right.
Oma, thank you so much this
morning.
Goodbye, boys.
Say thanks to Opa for me.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Opa. Bye.
Bye.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita, this morning on Snow FM Breakfast, and in the midst of Oma Idol, it's all thanks to Mountain Munchies, and we have Georgie on the line. Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning.
Hello.
And you're on your way to Thredbo.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And you're going to be doing some skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's too cool for school. Got to go snowboarding.
Do you reckon you know what those lyrics were?
Was it Everybody by Backstreet Boys?
Got it.
She can snowboard. She knows the Backstreet Boys.
Hang on, here we go.
Backstreet back. All right. Have a great day skiing, Georgie.
Okay.
All right. Shepherd, edge of the night this morning, dancing ourselves all the way to 9 o'clock Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And the Tom Cruise versus Justin Bieber fight has taken another twist.
Yes.
It involves one of the guys from the Jackass movies.
Yeah, it's been bubbling along a little while ago, the idea of this fight actually happening.
So if you missed it, one day randomly out of nowhere, the Biebs put up on Twitter, oh, Tom Cruise, I challenge you to do a fight. The Dana White from the UFC got involved.
Yeah.
Everyone got it. Then Biebs said, oh, no, actually, no, maybe not. And then he was back to yes, and then he was back to no, and now no one knows.
It was one of those things, like, no one even asked him.
I know.
Like, it was just out of the blue, like, just, you know when you're out and just there's always that one person that just wants to fight, but I never thought it would be Justin Bieber.
I remember, so it happened during the show, and I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I just read it, and I'm just like, what? It's like, why? What? Why?
Like, Justin Bieber calling out TC on Twitter for a fight is a little bit like going out on a Saturday night and there is, like, someone who's cruising for a fight, right? Mm. And they pick, like, the biggest bouncer in the room.
Yeah.
Smart move, Justin.
Mm. But there is a twist that has involved one of the guys from Jackass. Who do you reckon it would be if you had to pick one of those guys?
Well, if I had to pick one of the Jackass guys, it would have to be Johnny Knoxville.
My name is Johnny Knoxville.
Because he's just...
Here we go. Hometown boys made good. Please experience Wolf Miller.
because he always rocks up where you least expect it. Mm. So that was in Sydney just to like introduce Wolfmother. Mm. So I assume he's probably chipping off on Twitter, trying to get involved in something that has a bit of press.
Well, yeah, you see, this is kind of awkward because you've got that grab. You've been a number one on the Johnny Knoxville fan club, and yeah. It's not Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, who is it?
Steve-O.
Oh, classic.
Steve-O, the other guy, one of the other guys in Jackass.
The other guy.
One of the other guys.
Steve-O has one name, doesn't have a last name.
No, his last name is O. His first name's Steve. So he has said that apparently him and Dana White just casually met up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why.
That's the president of the UFC.
Yes, and agreed that if Tom Cruise doesn't step in for this fight, he would take his place and fight the Biebs instead.
Ah.
No word on the Biebs if he accepted the fight.
Do they have music, like, in the octagon, like, when the fights are happening? Like, because I've got one here. This would be good. It's the fighter, Keith Urban.
Yeah, but which one? For Biebs or for...
For both. Just for throughout.
Yeah, I mean, they do have music. It's normally a bit more... Yeah, upbeat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Steve-O can jump in there. Johnny Knoxville can jump in. Just like WWE.
Yeah.
All in, brawl.
Why not? Get a ladder and just smash it over the head.
And then live tweet it.